Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. This is your host, Sharice Taylor, and you are listening to Tailored for Success. This week, I want to talk about how we can push past our past and into the plush and positive future that God has for us. So it's about not staying stuck in our old story, not staying stuck in our old story, but instead using our past, using the story and the events of our past to push us into the positive and plush future that is before us, not behind us. So there's something that I call the rehash succotash. I don't know where that came from. I don't know if I heard it somewhere or what the deal is. But I know for at least the last 2-3 years or so, I've used this in some of my blogs, V-blogs, and podcasts. And it's the best name that I could call. I may have gotten it from Iyanla. I don't know if she said it. But rehash succotash is where you kind of put the needle back. And for those of you that don't know what I'm referencing, back in the day, before there were MP3 players and iPods and all of these, we had something called records and albums. And you put them on a record player, and there was a needle. And you had to lift the needle. If you wanted to skip ahead on an album, you really wouldn't skip ahead on a record. You might flip the record to the other side to play the song on the other side. But as far as listening to music, we used records and albums. And if you wanted to skip to another song, you had to lift the needle forward or back. And so what I'm saying is that sometimes we, as human beings, we keep the needle stuck on the same song. And actually, on my record player, there was a little lever that you could flick for it to go right back to the same place that it had just played, and it would play that song over and over again. Well, sometimes, again, we do this as humans. We stay stuck. We create this meal for ourselves called the rehash succotash, and maybe it's from a period of time where we were in a valley. Maybe it is from hardship, heartache, some point in our lives where we had it rough or we were mistreated. And though it is important to process that pain, it's also important to push past that pain. So it's not the same thing. There's nothing wrong with processing the pain, processing that patch of your life where things weren't quite right or things didn't go your way. And maybe it was childhood, maybe it was your academic life in elementary school, middle school, high school, college, etc. Maybe it was a boss who did you wrong. Maybe it was, it's not to say that those valley experiences were not painful and that they don't need to be talked through and processed so that you can push past them, but you don't want to stay stuck there. That's the thing. You don't want to stay stuck there and always be bringing the needle back. It's like, no, we did that. We did that. You know, we went through that, and now what we're going to do is we're going to take the things that happened in that valley, and we're going to make that mess our message. We're going to let that mess be our motivation to go forward and do better, to have better. We're going to use it to pay it forward to someone else so that they don't have to go through that particular valley. You can use it. You can use it. You can use it to motivate and inspire yourself. You can use it to motivate and inspire others. It can be used. The valley experiences can definitely be used just as well, if not more, than your mountaintop experiences that you have in life. So it's really important, and I'm so excited, and I get so passionate when I talk about rehash succotash and people staying stuck in their old stories, keeping the needle back, keep putting the needle back, because I think that's a key thing. I really, truly do. I believe that that's a key thing in elevating your life, in expanding your life, and expanding your happiness and your joy and your blessing, because there's no way you can go forward looking back. You know, when we drive, we have to keep our eyes where? We keep our eyes forward. We keep them on the road. You may glance in your rearview mirror, which is smart to do, see what's coming behind you, see what you've left behind. You may check your side view mirrors, also a very wise and smart thing to do. But for the most part, in order to drive and get to your destination, your focus must be forward. There's no way around it. Your focus must forward. And so, you know, I want to talk about that. You've got to break out of that. You've got to find a way to break out of that. Well, Charisse, how do I break out of the sadness of the mistreatment that I endured on my job? How do I break out of a 10-year marriage that got dumped in the toilet through an affair, through whatever the case may be? How do I just, I can't just wake up, you know, tomorrow morning and be through with that. How do I erase the tapes from my elementary school teacher that said I wasn't about to be nothing? How do I get past the ridicule and the judgment that my family has put upon me because I became a teenage mother? How do I do that? How do I not stay stuck on my story? And let me tell you, the first step to lift that needle and put it on the next song, the first step in flipping that page and getting to the next chapter of your story is prayer. It's prayer. Pouring out your whole heart. And I'm talking about you all. Oh, my God. I'm talking about getting on your knees, going into your prayer closet. And for those of you that don't know that terminology, the prayer closet means that quiet, that private place, that sacred place that you go into. I'm not talking about really going into a closet. If that's where you pray, that's fine. But I'm talking about that space and that time where you just bear it all to God. You just bear it all. As life coach Deronda Williams, God bless you, lady, if you're hearing this. Wonderful, wonderful woman of God. The bare naked. She calls it being bare naked. It's where you just get bare naked before God and you just lay it out. God, I'm tired. I'm tired of being stuck. I am tired of being stuck in the past. I'm tired of the guilt and the shame. I'm tired of the anger and the unforgiveness. God, please lift this. Lift this out of my heart. Lift this out of my soul. Lift it out of my spirit. Lift it out of my mind. Lift it out of my heart, God. I'm talking about getting before God bare naked and just telling him, I need help. I need you, Jesus. I need you, Heavenly Father. I need you to come in and do a brand new thing in my heart because I'm stuck in my old story. I'm stuck in this murk, this mush from my past, and I can't push forward. I need your help because let me tell you what, if you try to go forward and to pull yourself so to speak, of your own will, your own power, by yourself without the help of your creator, you're wasting time and you're making the job much harder, and it's going to take much longer than if you just implore with your creator and partner with him, rather, and say, I need help. So that's the very first thing that you're going to do, is that you're going to go into your prayer closet, consecrate that place and that time, and just decree and declare before God, I need your help. I need a fresh start. I need this unforgiveness taken out. I need to believe in myself. I need to understand who I am in you. Give it to him and tell him how you feel. I feel worthless. I feel small. I feel less than. I feel guilty. I feel shamed. I feel. Tell him how you feel. Tell him how you feel. And then get quiet after you spill out your guts. And let the Holy Spirit, usher the Holy Spirit, ask the Holy Spirit to speak to you. Get out your Bible. Start with Psalms, Proverbs. Let God then speak back to you. Let God speak back to you. The second thing that you're going to do to get out of your old story, to get the needle past that old song, is that you're going to start to create a vision. You're going to start to create a vision of your future, your fabulous, fantastic future. You're going to start to create a vision and start to journal and write down, just say, this is how I'm going to feel when God lifts this. You know, not if, when God lifts this off of me. This is how I'm going to feel. This is how I'm going to walk. This is how I'm going to talk. This is how I am going to ebb and flow in and out of every day of my life when victory is before me. Okay? And so you really want to start to create a vision. See yourself, you know, maybe you've let yourself go, so to speak, as far as your weight, as far as your keep up, taking care of yourself, and things of that nature. Maybe you've let yourself go because that ex-boyfriend or girlfriend or the ex-wife or the ex-husband said, you know, you ain't about nothing. You don't look as good as so-and-so. And so you started to chisel away, and you started to believe, I don't look that great. I'm not that sexy. I'm not that handsome. I'm not that beautiful. And so you started to let yourself go, to kind of fall into the reality that someone else spoke onto you. Okay, but you need to get a vision, a clear vision. How would I feel? How would I look if I were my best? Would I start wearing accessories again? Would I start wearing a little lipstick? Would I cut my hair differently if I had the right self-confidence and self-esteem? How would I change? How would I look? Where would I go? What type of friends would I have? What type of job would I have? Get a clear vision. Those are the only two things I'm going to ask you to do, is to pray and to get a vision. Those are the two primary things that I truly believe will help you to not stay stuck, but to turn the page, to create a new chapter in your life, to create a new reality in your life. Those are the things that you must do. You must involve God. You must involve Christ in the process. Jesus Christ is our partner. He's our life partner. He is the one that orchestrates our day. He's the one that goes before us and provides for us. So you have to partner up, connect with, involve the Holy Trinity. It has to be done. Number two is a vision. And you know what? I changed my mind. Number three is that you've got to take a look at who you're hanging out with. And I want you to ask the Holy Spirit in on this, to reveal and to give you wisdom. Because here, when we're trying to go forward, we have a vision for our lives. We can't be plugged in to the drainers, people who I call the dividers and the subtractors. We need people who are going to add and multiply into our lives. So the third thing I would do is kind of do an audit, and take a look at who you're hanging around, who you're having conversation with, and what kind of conversations you're having with these people. In the course of 7 days, who do you talk to the most? And be real. And these could be some very close people to you, okay? These could be immediate family members. But you have to start to evaluate and say, you know, when I talk to this person, I feel a little bit depressed. I feel a little bit sad. We kind of just both rehearsed, you know, what's wrong with your life? What's wrong with my life? Oh, and I can't believe this, and I can't believe that. If that is the type of person that you're hanging out with and the type of conversation that you're having, either you need to find a way to spend less, if you can, no time at all with that person, or you need to go to that person and say, you know, I'm changing some things in my life. I want to talk about more positive things. I want to talk about dream building. I want to talk about going up, going out. I want to talk about plans for the future and prosperity. I don't want to rehearse this, you know, all this stuff that's not right, or that we think this should be like this or this should be like that. So start to either get on a different mode with these people, or spend less time talking to them and hanging out with them. So let's review when we're going forward. Now, don't stay stuck in your old story. We're putting the rehash succotash in the back, and we are bringing out the sensational steak. We're gonna dine with something high class, baby. Okay. A1, all right? So the first thing that we want to do is we want to go to God in prayer. We want to go to God in prayer, pour our hearts out, and just say, this is how I really feel, God. You know, this I put on this front, but I'm feeling this and I'm feeling that. These are the things that I feel are holding me back. These are the self-beliefs. These are the past experiences. This is the unforgiveness. Whatever the case may be that is holding me back from my plush, prosperous, and positive future. And just be real. Just be real with God about it. He understands. He wants to cultivate that relationship with you anyway. So just get raw, and again, as Mr. Rhonda says, get bare naked with it. Number two, create a vision. It's so important. It's so vital that you have a vision. How will my life be, you know, when I feel good about myself? How will I feel? How will I hold myself? How will I stand? How will I walk? How do I want to stand? How do I want to walk? What type of friends will I have? What kind of job will I have when I really get a vision of victory for my life? And just write that all out in a journal. Write it all out and read it. Rehearse it. That's what you should rehearse, not the rehash succotash. You should rehearse this beautiful vision that you have of your ideal life, because whatever that vision is, God has the power to bring it to pass. And third, this was our bonus, we're going to do an audit on who we hang out with, who we talk with, because, listen, everybody smiling in your face does not mean you will. And here's the thing that I love to tell people is that the Holy Spirit lives in all of us, and I'm in touch with my spirit. And I ask the Holy Spirit for wisdom and revelation every day, all day. And so I know. I don't go around telling people, but I know who's for me and I know who's not. I know who's harboring a little something. You know, praise God for the Holy Ghost. Praise God for the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. But I want to tell you that you ask the Holy Spirit to be a revelation, to give you wisdom, but do that audit. And if there's people who I call dividers and subtractors, if they are not adding and multiplying great things into your life, you need to get them out of the equation. Get them out of the equation. Either come to an agreement that, hey, you know, so-and-so, I'm really, you know, turning a new leaf. I want to talk about more positive, upbeat things. And if they can't get with that, then you can't get with them. It's plain and simple as that. So I'm really passionate about this because I see it and I hear it so often from men and women, young and the young at heart. I hear people say, you know, oh, yeah, and this never did do that, and she never did this, and I never did that, and I don't think I can do this. And I'm like, oh, my God, just cut it out. You've got to, you need to process through your feelings on this particular issue or issues, and then we need to push forward. We need to go forward in faith and create a new reality and focus on a new, creating a new story. So I wanted to come in and share that with you today here on Tailored for Success. And I hope that it blessed you. I hope that you gleaned a knowledge nugget or two from this. And until we meet again, remember this, my friends, the best is yet to come. Take care. Bye-bye.